Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show, is Pickle Fest set to return to Brandon? This is some interesting stuff developing over the weekend. Big results from Super Strength from Super Kids. We'll get the update from Quentin and see the superheroes in action. The internet destroys another Karen. This time around, it's baseball instead of somebody stealing a hat at tennis. And a pumpkin miracle, a Manitoba pumpkin patch, managed to get out about 100 people to get her crop off. Some big success. She was very upset on Friday. Managed to get it all done. And that's a really good feel-good story to start the week. Along with a WestJet incident at St. Martin. Maybe you saw this. A landing gear kind of collapsed. They knew they had some landing gear problems. And the thing is that if you're going to have landing gear problems, do you want to have it at an airport where one of the most visible live webcams, we've had it on this show probably a dozen times. It's that beautiful beach cam showing the water and the planes fly right over the beach. It was that one. And so, of course, they've got it filmed, and we'll have it for you. Also, the MTV VMAs went last night. Does anyone care? Does anybody still watch this? I mean, MTV doesn't even air music videos anymore. They dropped to 13% programming of music videos after the year 2000, basically in kind of weaker hours and through the night and stuff like that. They barely play any music videos at all anymore. I don't even know why they're having this. I'm going to be talking a little bit weird today because my weekend was kind of a write-off weekend because Friday at 5:30, I was enjoying some homemade French fries out of the air fryer, and I cooked them too long, and they were delicious. They were crunchy, but this happened. I split a molar. You gotta love that. You're just eating your food, and then all of a sudden, kerplunk. You think, oh, that kind of hurt. I kept eating, kept going, and then quickly realized, half my molar is hanging out of my mouth. Sorry about this. If you're having some breakfast this morning, it's kind of a gross picture to start the day. But, of course, 5:30 on a Friday, I'm like, oh, my God, I got half my molar, and the root was exposed. It was a disaster. And it just so happened we'd planned a trip to Winnipeg to see my son on Saturday. So I quickly called a dentist very close to him. And so I spent Saturday in the chair. I spent Sunday on the couch. I am hopped up on Tylenol and pain meds because it took 16 needles to get this thing out. I'm a friggin' gorilla. 16, new record. You know there's a problem when the dentist goes, wow. Holy cow. Can you feel this? Yeah, I can still feel. What are you injecting me with? Saline? Give me the good stuff. We've never seen anything quite like this. Your tolerance for drugs is right up there with Keith Richards. Yeah, I've been told that. Talking a little funny today. Here's my tooth. I got to keep it. In case they ever want to clone me, which I don't think is going to happen. It ends Wednesday, the biggest sale of the year at Leon's Furniture Superstore, the Customer Appreciation Day. Speaking of hot dogs, they've got free hot dogs and drinks until this sale ends on Wednesday. So if you're looking for a lunch or a dinner that's kind of free and you're in need of a couch, a love seat, maybe a mattress or a new fridge, go see our friends at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, because they love you. The door crashers are huge, and it's Customer Appreciation Week at Leon's. At the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa, again, Thursdays through the month of September and October are pretty fantastic because the Clarso Spa in those evening hours becomes quite the little hub of social activity. It does. It's Thursdays, 6 till 10, $59 per person. Canned drinks are welcome in the spa zone. Cell phones are allowed, which they normally aren't. There's weekly music themes on September 11th, this Thursday. 80s hair bands at the Clarksville Nordic Spa. And of course, that's not all. They've got their fundraising pancake breakfast coming up this week, actually, on Sunday. Sunday, if you're looking for a nice breakfast, you can help out a great cause on Sunday at the Elkhorn. They've got beer tasting and spa time at Clarksville on the 16th and 23rd. And of course, live music at Buffalo Bar and a comedy invasion on September the 27th. And Skydancer Casino, the big Halloween party is Hairball October the 31st. They are America's best tribute band. If you like Twisted Sister, AC/DC, Motley Crue, and the list goes on and on. These guys do it perfectly, complete in costume. They have been to all 50 states dozens of times because they are so popular, and it's amazing that they got a Halloween show perfect. I mean, it's all about the costumes on October the 31st, SkydancerCasino.com. And while you're there, you can get your tickets to see Tracy Byrd on November the 15th. Quick housekeeping note, they had a water line break. And so the casino, which doesn't happen very often, is going to be closed today, tomorrow, and will reopen on Wednesday. 2 days it's been closed. It's like it does not close. But if you go there today or tomorrow, it's going to be closed because of a water pipe that broke. Now, that can't be fun. Getting all those machines all soaking wet. Not fun.
Yesterday, our new friend Mel from Schwab Pumpkins posted that they're very worried about getting all of their pumpkins off the field. The frost came way earlier this year. They weren't anticipating that. And so there was so much work to be done and they were worried it wouldn't happen. Let me tell you, this community came together and we got those pumpkins off that field. The goal was to get everything off by Saturday so that the next night of frost wasn't going to ruin their harvest. We were beyond honored to come and give a hand this afternoon. We were lucky enough to meet some new friends. We ran into one of my old coworkers, which is the absolute best, and the kids really did a great job of helping. It's so important to me that my kids learn if you need help, ask, and your community will come together and give you a hand. It takes a lot of bravery to be vulnerable and ask for help, and we are so honored that we could go out and give a hand today. We can't wait to go back in the fall and purchase our pumpkins.
Wow, and there's the kids. That'd be me laying in the field. Oh, the sun came out and I'm tired. That's heaven on earth that somebody goes online with the dumpster fire of the world we have going on. It feels so good to be able to jump in and say, like this family did, help is on the way. And of course, there were a lot of people.
Hey, everyone. So the last volunteer just left, and I think we had over 100 people in the last 2 days. Here comes my very tired husband. Are you happy?
Very happy, very thankful.
Can you believe it even?
Nope.
I know. It's so amazing.
It's a lot of amazing, nice people. It's pretty inspiring.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone who came out and saved our year. We're so grateful.
All right. And that's it. It's pretty basic. It's called Schwab Pumpkins, if you're looking for it. Now, this is north of Winnipeg. If you're in the Selkirk area, Lockport, Schwab Pumpkins, and they've got a huge pumpkin patch out there. If you're in the area, you can swing by. Feel bad for me because this happened to me. I split a molar on the weekend. Look at this picture. It's my tooth. I kept it so my kids can recreate me with the DNA from my tooth because they want to keep that around forever. Everybody wants to. You don't know where the technology is going to be. I want that thing back. I was eating a French fry and I cracked it. And oh my God, emergency surgery. So I sound a little weird. I sound a little bit silly. Hey, we're going to talk pickles in a second. Hey, is the Downtown Pickle Festival coming back to Brandon? Sunrise Credit Union is giving away some coolers filled with goodies, drinks, and food. It's the Harvest Cool Down giveaway. Time is running out, though. You only have this week to take advantage of this. Scan the QR code, sunrisecu.mb.ca. You can win a cooler full of snacks and drinks. Happy harvest, guys. Hopefully you have a good week this week with harvest. And keep in mind, until October 4th, approved Sunrise Credit Union ag loans and ag mortgages will be entered to win one of three $5,000 fuel cards. Interested in talking to a Sunrise Ag lender? See them today at sunrisecu.mb.ca. At Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Fuel Good Day is coming fast. Good morning, our friends in Verdun. I can't wait to get out to Verdun. God, it's been a long time. I'm going to be out there for lunch on Tuesday, September the 16th. I'm going to be in Verdun for Fuel Good Day from 11 till 12. There is beef on a bun, I believe. And, of course, we're going to get you to fuel up to help support nonprofit groups. In Brandon, it's Westman Dreams for Kids. I will get the Verdant Charity. I will also be in Brandon between 3 and 4 on the 16th. So in Verdant, 11 till 12. And in Brandon, 3 till 4. And again, no matter where you fill up at Co-ops of Westman on Tuesday, September 16th, funds raised will be going to local charities and nonprofit groups. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. And you've always got time for Tim's. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. I got to tell you, the Farmer's Wrap is one of my new favorites. Seems to be a new favorite every time I go in there. But, of course, everyone's talking. Richard's loving the pumpkin spice lot. I'm not much of a pumpkin spice guy, but Richard says 5 stars. Absolutely awesome. Pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin spice muffin. Everyone's talking about the protein coffee. In Winnipeg, they're talking about it over the weekend. I got to get me some of those protein lattes. 17 to 20 grams of protein in your coffee at Tim Hortons. They've got so much going on there. Not to mention the scrambled egg loaded croissant is new this fall, along with, of course, the $8.99 dinner deals between 5 and 11. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And just like we saw at the U.S. Open, there is a dad at the game with his kid. They attempt to get the ball. Watch this for yourself. Here we go. Dad's got the ball. He's got it in his hands. This is how it's supposed to work at a baseball game. It's first come, first serve. Now, unlike the hat at the U.S. Open, you know, that the kid had the hat in his hand and had it like taken away from him. This is much more jump shot, much more jump shot. And, you know, quite honestly, if it was a jump shot at the U.S. Open, I don't think people would have been so upset that the Polish billionaire got the hat. But the kid had the hat in his possession. He had the hat and then phew, the Polish billionaire ripped it out of his hands. So this dad is so excited. Look at son, and he just plops it into his glove. We got it, son. We got it. Whoa, wait a second. And his reaction, he's got like a wicked reaction because she comes in hot. She's screaming at him. He shakes. He shakes as she comes in. I'm going to play this again here from the start to that point. Watch his reaction when she comes up on him. So he's got the ball. He's going to put it in his son's glove. And then she comes up on him, scares the hell out of him. Whoa! His fist is even up. He's so scared. I think that if it's a guy, might have got punched in the face. Because you don't come up on somebody and start screaming at them. He's having a moment with his kid. We got a baseball. She starts screaming. And he's like, okay. So he calms down a little bit. He's listening to her argument. I was reaching for that ball too, but the ball came into the stands. We, you know, it bounced around and I grabbed it. You had an opportunity to grab it, but it bounced off my hand. I was the first to touch it. Perhaps she's saying I was the first to touch it. It should be the first person that touches it gets the ball. She made some kind of argument here that made him stop for a minute and think. And the kid looks up at him and says, Dad, what are you going to do? He grabs the ball and goes, here, fine. It's not worth it. Fine. And she takes the ball and leaves. She's got the ball. She's happy. She's a happy camper. Now, I would have told her to go fly a friggin' kite. I'm sorry. And that guy, so if that makes me a bad person and that guy dad of the year, then I guess he's the dad of the year and I am not. Road Reverend says that lady deserves to lose her job. This goes viral, obviously, and it isn't long before this woman is identified. How would you have handled the situation? Would you have given the ball back to the Karen? I wouldn't have, but I guess that's how the story turns, is that by giving the ball back, everybody felt bad. We have a victim, because that's, you need somebody who needs help. You need a victim. We got that little boy, had the ball taken. Enter social media. Social justice is what we call this. Social justice. Denise's Halloween stores are going to have they're going to go wild with one day you're at a Phillies baseball game and the next day you're a friggin' Halloween costume at Spirit Halloween as the crazy Karen Phillies fan. Nicholas says the internet has once again understood the assignment. I think all's well that ends well, because the Phillies took care of this kid. They found the kid. That's usually what happens. And then he gets a signed baseball bat, five balls. He gets to meet the team. He gets to sit in a box. They throw a parade. They put him on top of the biggest float. He becomes a celebrity for this week. Everyone in Philadelphia is talking about the little boy who was robbed. And all's right with the world. Donnie says she claims it was in her hand and the dad picked it up 3 feet away. We call that butterfingers. I think that's what happened here. I think it touched her hand. She came very close and she was passionate. She was all excited. But take it from a kid, or like, there's so many questions I have. So many questions. Would I have gone over if it had been in my hand, fell out, and then someone else grabbed it? I mean, that's the unwritten rule of the foul ball slash home run, isn't it? I mean, the other thing that I'm curious about is we've all behaved badly. You have behaved badly in your life. You have done things. Yes, I'm talking to you. And you don't even have to comment because you know. You have done things in your life that you are not proud of. It may be small. What you deem as insignificant. That person had it coming to them. I don't know. We live in a world now where if it's caught on a cell phone, the internet will be the judge and jury. Now, I'm not taking her side. Over a baseball, is she a bad human being? If this video is true and it bounced off her hand, and the dad and the son got it fair and square. Yeah, she's not an awesome person. But there's a million of them that are not great. Does she deserve to lose her job? I don't know about that. Of course, the Philadelphia Phillies, they are there.
Sorry, I didn't get a ball, but I'm going to sign a bat for you this
morning. I'm going to sign a ball, I'm going to sign a bat. You're going to get part of the team ownership. It's going to be incredible. You're an amazing kid.
Amazing.
Road Reverend says she was flipping off the crowd in the other videos later on. We are going to find out who you are, and we're going to find out where you work. Look at Road Reverend knows. Road Reverend wants her to pay. Road Reverend wants her in prison, locked up where she can never see the... Do we still have the electric chair? Warm that thing. Warm it up. Fact checkers say that Cheryl Richardson Wagner, it's been said, was employed by that public school district. As Road Reverend said, that's false, actually. So, and she not only did not work for them, she was not fired. That's incorrect. The woman identified, like, look at the mess. It's just a complete mess. The school district had to, what a mess. I love Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where you can get an oil change and they'll help out. They'll help out. They'll make a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands in Samaritan House every time you go. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Auto Fashion, they'll help your vehicle look like it's brand new again. Auto Fashion, any types of scratches and dents. They've got paintless dent repair, window tinting, interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, and more. Find them at autofashion.ca and at 255 17th Street North behind Best West Pet Foods, okay? And our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, from cinnamon buns to delicious tarts, monster cookies, garlic bread, and of course hamburgers and hot dog buns. We're not done yet. Football season is just getting going. The grill is fired up and you need the best breads on earth. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Taste the tradition baked into every bite. Is this for real? I haven't seen anything that makes me think it's fake. Caitlin says, I remember Pickle Fest when I was a kid. Was it a good time? From what I can remember, yes, it was the early 90s. And so has anybody else heard anything about this? So here's one. Okay, there's Jer's post there. And then so I click on it and they've already got 100 followers. It's a festival page. Now, it wouldn't be the first time a fake page has been set up on Facebook. So let's, or maybe they're just gauging the reaction to it. I don't know. I don't want to say go like this page, but I just wanted to bring this to your attention that this was out there. There's no No other pick on here. There's 50 people following, 116 followers. They're following 50. The email is weirdwheatcity@gmail.com. So somebody could have set this up, but with the intention of kind of fooling people. But I thought, we've been calling for that since this is six seasons of our show. We've said Brandon needs a food festival. I often thought it should be a bacon festival. We have got maple leaf pork in our backyard. But no one's doing anything. And this is from the Brandon Sun, our local newspaper, from August of 1991. An inside, we had an Eaton's. Go and get a food processor at Eaton's for the low, low price of $34. Then there's dill pickle recipes inside the paper. I think they had who made the best pickles. Patsy Ann says at the last summer market downtown, they had a pickle fest display. And so I'm wondering if they're going to try and get this thing going again. They had opening ceremonies. Bix was a big part of it way back in the day. Okay, so I'll reach out to them, see if I can get some more information on this. And I think this would be fantastic. Maybe we can work bacon into the mix somehow. A whole weekend of events. Pickles and pancake breakfast. Pickle price tag sidewalk sale. A pickles bingo, a pickles craft sale, pickle photo contest, pickle jigging, pickle picnic in the park, farmer's market, that'd be something to do, something fun. And so anyway, maybe they're bringing it back. We'll have to wait and see. Headley's Health Hut this week, by the way, has Win Back Wednesday coming up on, Wednesday the 10th. It's the second Wednesday of each month. That gives you an opportunity to win back your purchase. They do up to $500 in receipts on the special day, Win Back Wednesday. And, of course, you know Headley's Health Hut as Westman's number one source for all things healthy, improving lives everywhere with vitamins, supplements, clean beauty, local products, sugar-free, gluten-free, protein products, specialty items. They've got them all, and you can get it for free on Wednesday. And don't forget, on the calendar, September 25th and 26th, is their anniversary party. That's a Thursday and a Friday, the last Thursday and Friday of the month, which coincides with Customer Appreciation Day on the 26th. So September is a ginormous month for savings and party action at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At Epp Law Office, if you're buying or selling real estate, go see them at Epp Law Office. They're still finishing up their office construction there, but they are open. Appreciate your patience through the dust. They do deal with corporate law and estate law. And again, any type of transfers regarding property, buying or selling, find Epp Law Office and they'll help you through the process. Lickety split, as they say, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And it looks as if the electric mandate has changed. It looks as if the Prime Minister has said 30% of all vehicles in 2026 don't have to be electric anymore. But that, you know what? What's interesting is that people are still buying electric vehicles. You know, whether the government wants to mandate it or not is kind of irrelevant. People enjoy the EVs because it saves some money at the pumps. There's lower maintenance and let these cars sell themselves. I've always said that. Once people get in them, the challenge is the investment up front. Let's be honest. But once you're in them, and if you've talked to anybody that's been in an EV, they'll tell you firsthand that they're pretty awesome and they're getting better and better in the cold. Every year they come out with a new model. They are getting better and better, and, you know, it's just going to keep getting better and better. And so maybe it's not this year. Maybe it might be next year, or maybe you're just thinking about it and have a lot of questions. Make sure you put this on your radar. Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. They'll answer all of your questions. WestJet flight over the weekend lands in St. Martin, and the landing gear busts after it landed. And of course, we've had this beach cam as part of this show on a fairly regular basis because the planes land right over the beach. And so it was very easy for the creators of this camera to go back and show the plane as it comes down. Go kablooey. Here we go. There it goes. Oh, down it goes. And crack on the one side. And the engine is dragging. Can you imagine? You know, you're landing. We've all done this. You've been on a plane and it's rocking and roaring right to the end. But when you have an engine dragging like that, It's amazing that sparks weren't flying and that a flame didn't erupt. And you know what? There it is. Comes to a stop. They get the emergency crews out there and they get people off the plane as quickly as possible. Chutes come out. Everybody gets to go. Welcome to St. Martin and come on out on the chute. Well, this is a fun way to start your vacation, hey? Isn't this a fun way to start our trip? Having to... wonder who's taking this video. Is this part of the rescue crew? It's like, oh, I'm going to a rescue. Check this out. This is pretty amazing. Everybody needs to go to the bar now. Oh, no kidding. And so I'm curious, you know, like what happens with your bags? Are you able to start your vacation like you would? Like, do they have to keep everything? I have many questions. But not a single injury. You know, everybody's fine. It made big news, but the reality is that everybody is just fine. Oh, my God. Somebody was filming from inside the aircraft. Is it me, or does it seem like he's coming in fast? Maybe it was a new pilot. Look at, they're showing exactly how far from the water it is. It's a tight landing. They scoot right over the beach and then kaboom, down you go. Well, I shouldn't say kaboom. It's just like it should be a nice light feather approach. Feather approach. Thank God. Did you know Monday? I'm going to leave you with this. Monday is not the worst day of the week. Any guess what the worst day of the week is, Sunseekers? The worst day of the week is actually not Monday. This surprised me. And it's not Wednesday because a hump day. I was thinking that too. Oh, I beat you to it. No, it's not Wednesday. The worst day of the week. What is the worst day of the week? And what's interesting is it's the same for young people as it is for older people. It's multi-generational. Now, everyone's favorite day of the week is Friday. It's the limitless possibility of the weekend, followed by Saturday, because you're into the weekend. So the worst day of the week, we just came through. And Cindy is correct. The worst day of the week, according to a new poll, is Sunday. But that's half our weekend. No, it's Sunday evening. More specifically, the day before we have to go back to work. Right? I'm lining up our week, trying to figure out what we got to do. They call it the Sunday Scaries. It's an incredible display of solidarity when young people and old people alike both hate Sundays and scary Sundays. Whether it be students in school or people that have to go to work, scary Sundays are a huge thing and a giant stress on mental health. The top 10 worries include workload, your never-ending to-do list, big projects, juggling work and family life, and money or bills. Sunday scaries. So keep that in mind. We've got Monday underway, and you've made it through the worst part of the week. Sunday scaries. Sundays don't have to be scary when you've got the beach to look forward to, when we've got time together to look forward to. And that's why I appreciate so much that you shared part of your morning with us here on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Don't let that WestJet video freak you out. Flying is still the safest way to go anywhere. The best way to go. It is far and away the safest way to travel, bar none, if you've got to get somewhere. Driving is the one you got to watch out for. Thank you so much for sharing your morning with us. Make it a great week, and we will be back again tomorrow with more food, fun places, and mayhem. Have a great day, gang. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.